consumer goods. I don't know, show them a polished bronze mirror and it goes right to their heads. You'd think there was something wrong with the local lads. Then people either head for the hills or pick up some handy swingable object, get Granny to hide the family treasures in her drawers and prepare to make a fight of it. And in the lead, the iron cart. Steam poured out of its funnel. Ern must have got it working again. "Stupid, stupid!" Brother shouted to the world in general and carried on running. The fleet was already forming battle lines, and its commander, whichever he was amazed to see an apparent attack by one man. Borvorius caught him as he plunged towards a line of spears. "I see," he said. "Keep us talking while your soldiers got into position, hm?" "No, I didn't want that." Borvorius's eyes narrowed. He had not survived the many wars of his life by being a stupid man. "No," he said, "maybe you didn't, but it doesn't matter. Listen to me, my innocent little priest. Sometimes there has to be a war. Things go too far for words. There's other forces. Now, go back to your people. Maybe we'll both be alive when all this is over, and then we can talk. Fight first, talk after. That's how it works, boy. That's history. Now, go back." Brother turned away.
"One, shall I smite them?"
"No."
"Two, I could make them as dust, just say the word."
"No, that's worse than war."
"Three, but you said a god must protect his people."
"What would we be if I told you to crush honest men?"
"Four, not stuck full of arrows?"
"No." The Omnians were assembling among the dunes. A lot of them had clustered around the iron-shielded cart. Brother looked at it through a mist of despair.
"Didn't I say go down there alone?" he said.
Simony, who was leaning against the turtle, gave him a grim smile.
"Did it work?" he said.
"I think it didn't." "I knew it. Sorry you had to find out. Things have a way of wanting to happen, see? Sometimes you get people facing off, and that's it."
"But if only people would..."
"Yeah, you could use that as a commandment."
There was a clanging noise and a hatch opened on the side of the turtle. Ern emerged, backwards, holding a spanner.
"What is this thing?" said Brother. "It's a machine for fighting," said Simony. "The turtle moves, eh?"
"For fighting Ephebians," said Brother. Ern turned around.
"What?"
he said.
"You've built this thing to fight Ephebians?"
"Well, no, said Ern, looking bewildered. "We're fighting Ephebians."
"Everyone," said Simony.
"But I never... Brother looked at the spiked wheels and the saw-edged plates around the edge of the turtle.
"It's a device that goes by itself," said Ern. "We were going to use it for... I never wanted it to..."
"We need it now," said Simony.
"Which we?"
"What comes out of the big long spout thing at the front?" said Brother.
"Steam," said Ern, dully. "It's connected to the safety valve."
"Oh."
"It comes out very hot," said Ern, sagging even more.
"Oh?"
"Scalding, in fact." Brother's gaze drifted from the steam funnel to the rotating knives.
"Very philosophical," he said.
"We were going to use it against Vorbis," said Ern.
"And now you're not. It's going to be used against Ephebians. You know, I used to think I was stupid, and then I met philosophers."
Simony broke the silence by patting Brother on the shoulder.
"It will all work out," he said. "We won't lose. After all," he smiled encouragingly, "we have God on our side."
Brother turned. His fist shot out. It wasn't a scientific blow, but it was hard enough to spin Simony around. He clutched his chin.
"What was that for? Isn't this what you wanted?"
"We get the gods we deserve," said Brother, "and I think we don't deserve any. Stupid, stupid. The sanest man I've met this year lives up a pole in the desert. Stupid, I think I ought to join him."
"One."
"Why?"
"Gods and men and gods," said Brother. "Everything happens because things have happened before. Stupid."
"Two. But you are the chosen one."
"Choose someone else."
Brother strode off through the ragged army. No one tried to stop him. He reached the path that led.